Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I am joined today with my friend Daniel Flores.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daniel. If you don't know me, I am Michael Jackson's son-in-law. I'm also a filmmaker. I'm a photographer. I am very rich and famous. I'm very handsome. But you know what I mean? You got to stay humble, too.
Indeed.
No, okay. But in all seriousness, I'm very glad to be here on your show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So, I figure we'd get right into it. You are from Ecuador, correct?
I am, correct. I came here when I was 10 years old. I still don't know how to speak English that well.
I can tell. I may have to hire a translator to get in this podcast because every three words is a Spanish word.
Correcto.
Nah, I'm just kidding. You speak very fluent English and... You only have the cool kind of an accent, not the non-understandable kind of an accent.
Man, I'm flattered, bro. Hey, I do what I can, you know. You gotta do what you can to get them girls, you know what I mean?
That's right. So when you were growing up to the age of 10, did you only speak fluent Spanish?
Right. I don't know if you can say fluid, but I spoke some Spanish, and it was very hard for me when I came here. Speaking some, you know, learning a new language.
So you pretty much didn't know any English when you came over here?
Yeah, I didn't know anything apart from one, two, maybe three. I don't know.
You sound like me, but with Spanish. Uno, dos,
maybe tres.
Yeah. Oh, so you moved to Florida, right?
Yeah, I moved to Florida, man. You know what? I became a Florida man. You know, from the age of 10.
Gosh.
Florida man, you know what I mean?
You know, Florida men don't have the best reputation here in America.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they say about Florida man?
You never heard of the reputation of Florida man? Florida man sets lawnmower on fire and walks in the Walmart naked or something like that?
Man, that's nothing, man. We used to, people over there used to, marry their alligator pets. You know what I mean?
Marry their alligator pets?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought you were finna say marry their cousin. I was about to say, no, that's an Alabama thing.
Right. Right. And not just Alabama thing, if you know what I mean.
Not just Alabama. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, so how old were you when you moved away from Tampa?
When I moved away from Tampa, man, how old was I? You know, pre-pandemic, I really have no idea. How old am I? I'm 17 now, so I was about 14 or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, he's 17, I'm 32, so.
No, in all seriousness, come on, let's get serious, guys. You know, it's hot in this room, so my brain is bugging, but... I was 20. Now I'm 21.
A long time ago.
I'll be 22 next month.
So a long time ago in pandemic years.
Pandemic didn't allow me to do anything 21 years old.
So you're basically still 20.
Right. Okay. You know what I mean? You can just round it up to...
So we're the same age now since you're 20 and I'm 20.
Yeah, just round it up to 20, man. Pre-pandemic, doesn't matter. This last year didn't count. Anything that happened last year, anything you did last year, didn't count.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I feel bad for saying, but I had a pretty decent year last year.
That's what I told the judge, that the DUI I got don't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't count because
Did he buy that?
No, I don't know why.
I thought maybe he didn't.
It doesn't
matter. Had a hunch.
I don't know. Just the judges here are different. I mean, it's been such an experience being in Georgia, man. I never thought I would be a Georgia person, man.
Hmm.
The big peach, you know, state.
The big peach state.
Why is it a peach? Why couldn't you choose a cooler fruit?
Because I think originally we grow the most peaches out of any state, but now I think we grow the most either cotton or peanuts. So,
you know what I mean? In Florida, it's an orange. But, what does it have to be?
Technically, the sunshine state. And,
oh, yeah.
And Georgia is the peach state. But... I think Florida's state fruit is an orange or something like
that. Yeah, that's what I mean. What do they have to be fruits? Why do they have to be fruits? I never got that. You know, there's a lot of things about America that I don't get. But I'm just going you know what I mean? I'm just going, getting the hang of it, you know, just trying to do my best to fit in.
We both kind of have that. We moved to a completely different place when we were 10 kind of a thing. Because I moved from California when I was 10 also.
You're a California man?
Yeah, well... Yeah. I actually was born in Georgia, so technically I'm still a Georgia man. But when I was 6 years old, we moved to California, stayed there for a few years, met some cool people, went to a cool church, and then we decided it was time to move back.
Man, that's crazy. Like, California, man. I've heard everything's just expensive there, man.
I'm sure it was, but I was, like, 6 years old, so I didn't really have to deal with that.
Yeah, man. It's just, like, I don't know. It's just that all the celebrities live there. I'm sure it would be cool.
I wasn't in celebrity town. I was just in little Fresno, California. Only 2 million people. Seriously, it was like a population of like 1 million people or something like
compared
that.
Compared to Tifton, which is like, what, 17 million?
No, Tifton is not 17 million people. I can guarantee you that. It's probably like 100,000, maybe, if that.
It's like 17,000.
It's yeah. Not a lot. Valdosta, maybe 100,000 people.
Right, man. It's just, you know, Tampa, it's a decent-sized city. Moving to a smaller place, it was, oh, my God. It was one of the toughest times of my life, really. Hmm. You know, kind of just...
Yeah, because you guys moved out here with no family, right?
Right, no family, no friends, man.
Different
no job.
Language for you.
Yeah, different language. I cannot, to this day, understand some of the... You know, just not slang, but the accent. The howdy accent, you know what I mean?
The howdy accent. I like it. The southern accent, now the howdy out accent.
Yeah, come on. Hit me with some accent.
Let's see. I don't know if I can do it on command. It just kind of happens.
I got you, man. I got you. All right. I'll introduce myself in a southern accent.
I can do the mockery southern accent. Like, hey, man, let's go up here in this dollar store and let's get us a Coca-Cola before we head up there to the deer stand.
My name is Colonel Daniel. Now I'm here to tell you that I'm not a typical southern person. I'm not a farmer. I'm a photographer.
That's like the most racist thing, man. That's racist against Southern people.
I'm sorry for the generalization. I didn't mean to generalize. Like that. Not everybody's Southern people. You know, not all the Southern population is farmer.
No. I wonder. Okay, now I gotta do your accent. Yeah, I'm not doing any accent.
My accent is so weird because my own family can't understand my accent. My own family can't understand how because I just mumble a lot because in my head I understand myself. But,
yeah.
But when I'm, you know, out loud, no chance.
It comes out a lot differently than in your head.
Like right now I got to focus on pronouncing words because I would just be like, yo, is that an orange?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, when I used to record videos when I was younger, I used to mumble all the time. And so I try to make a conscious effort of pronouncing every single syllable when I take a video now. And I still don't do it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into a real hot, like real questions. I asked you before this, but I still don't quite understand. I need you to give me more in-depth answers, please. What is the deal with Southern people and deer? Like, why do you have to kill deer? What have they done to you? Please answer me.
Well, technically, or in my opinion, I'm not as ingrained into that culture as other people are. My whole family hunts, but I go hunting and I enjoy hunting, but I'm not like a hardcore hunter like everybody else is.
Right.
So
I get that. Because when I'm walking, like, you know, not walking, but when I'm driving down the street on the highway or whatever, and I see a deer, I'm like, yo. It's a deer. It's pretty cool. You know what I mean? It's like a little, like a smaller horse, skinnier horse, mm-hmm. funny looking thing. But I don't think about shooting that thing on the head. You know what I mean?
Like, that's exactly how I feel until hunting season comes. And then it's like, well, fair game.
It's like a switch that just turns on.
You just got to turn it on when you go in the woods. Just like we hunt squirrel around here too. And, you know, that's just a thing we do during hunting season.
Oh, I get that.
Fun to go hunting squirrels, but yeah. Deer is our big game around here, even though it's not that big of an animal. Yeah. That's our big game. So
I noticed that because like for example, in my culture growing up, like my dad used to be a fisherman. We grew up on the coast. We can say the West Coast in Ecuador, and it's all, you know, beaches, ocean, Pacific Ocean. And my dad used to be a fisherman. We grew up eating all the, you know, fish game, whatever you call it.
the fish game.
We ate the fish game, man. But now that I grew up here, Now that when we have to try some natural things, I just find myself, I don't know, like I just can't bring myself into eating, you know, just wild things.
Have you ever tried a deer?
I've tried a piece of deer.
Was it terrible?
I don't think it was well prepared.
Okay, because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll kill a deer and then stick it in the freezer, and it tastes like the most gamey meat.
Right. It maybe didn't taste the best.
But you can prepare it in a way. I'm going to tell you a hunter's secret, okay? Can't tell anybody.
All right, but I promise I won't. I guess I'll tell
anybody. Okay, so you take the meat. You put it in a cooler full of ice.
Okay.
You let it bleed out for 2 weeks, replacing the ice every time replacing the ice and draining the water every day or so. And after 2 or 3 weeks, the meat gets rid of all the gaminess, all the nasty flavors, and it tastes really good. Oh. It's called aging the meat.
Yeah, it's called psychopath behavior.
You just got to chop up the body, throw it in the cooler, put some ice in there.
And then just let all the...
No one will ever know.
The better flavors drain out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man. You know what? I don't know. I just go to Taco Bell and just pretty much eat roadkill.
I mean, that's horse meat.
If you want to eat roadkill, just go to Taco Bell.
Horse meat and possum meat.
Yeah, man. Eat the hoofs.
I was actually trying to hunt beaver back there in our swamp that we were just kayaking.
No way.
Yeah.
Pause. You guys eat beaver.
I have not tried beaver. I hear it tastes like roast beef.
What's that?
You don't know what roast beef is? It's beef that you roast. I thought it was pretty self-explanatory, but I guess not.
That, but like, what kind of beef?
Y'all be
beefing with animals now? Oh, cow.
You don't know what beef is?
Yeah, man, when you want to fight somebody, I'm all beef.
What's beef in Spanish?
I don't know, like carne. What's I know what it
cow?
Is.
Cow?
I know it is.
What is cow in Spanish?
A part. Oh, yeah, I guess you can like say sister. Sister cow. Oh, like you mean like the animal?
Yeah. What? Oh man.
Oh no, you mean the animal? Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. That was a
I guess you were talking about your sister, right?
No. skinny cow. No, hey. If you're listening to this, these comments do not reflect my values.
Mine either.
I'm just kind of in a weird mindset right now.
I did not mean any harm to his sister. She's a very nice person. I enjoyed working
very
with
nice
her.
Nice lady. Okay, but no, yeah, I know what beef is, apart from a fight or something like that.
Well, how do you say it in Spanish?
Carne.
I thought that was meat.
Yeah. Well, carne.
He's a fake Hispanic, guys.
I have no idea.
I know. Do they not have cows in Ecuador?
Yeah, vaca. That's a cow.
Oh, okay.
Vaca.
Okay, that's what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we? What were we talking? Oh, anyway, beaver. Beaver supposedly tastes like beef.
What are the tails taste like? Is that like?
Oh, supposedly they taste like gristle, like beef gristle. So like.
Pause. What's gristle, bro?
Man, we were having a language barrier. You never okay. So say if you're eating a steak and like something is like crunchy or chewy and it's too hard to eat, that's like gristle.
It makes sense.
It's fat.
We were kayaking earlier. We saw some beaver apartments.
Yeah, beaver apartments, the lodges. I think you call them a beaver log.
Beaver logs. Yeah,
it's a lodge.
Oh, I thought you said log. No, lodge. Launch.
A beaver log would just be any log. Every log is a beaver log.
It's like their poop log.
A beaver log. Yep.
Hey, that's very creative. I'm glad we came out with that. Let's copyright that phrase.
Like beaver log.
Beaver log. When it's like when you're like constipated and it's just like super. It's super hard to come out.
That's messed up. It's called. No. Okay. That's beaver constipation. Just like I told you, beaver fever.
Dude, I had the weirdest moment. I was like, I'm sorry for that. That was, I got a notification there. But yeah, man, beaver fever. What? Like you said, don't drink the water or something.
It gives you beaver fever, which is a disease.
I'm like, what Justin Bieber have to do with this? Like, That you look like a 13-year-old.
And I was so confused. I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, Justin Bieber. Are you making a joke? And I did not get the joke.
I was so confused for a second. I'm like, okay, you know what? Bieber fever. It ain't like the worst thing in the world. You know what? He kind of cool now. He got married. He seems kind of Christian now.
Yeah.
Bieber, Justin Bieber. Like, I remember, like, back in the day, somebody called you a Justin Bieber fan. It was the biggest insult.
Oof.
I was in middle school, and that was the biggest insult.
Gosh, can't be called a Justin Bieber fan. I still wouldn't be called a Justin Bieber fan, even though his music, it might be good now. I'm not.
It's not that bad.
I'm not saying yes or no to
it. It ain't the worst thing in the world, man. I've heard worse, definitely.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I want to take a second real quick to talk to you guys about my podcast.
No. No plugging.
Let me plug real quick. My podcast, it's going to start soon. I don't have it yet, but...
Oh, okay. It's got that kind of podcast. We're going to start a podcast soon, guys. Right, yeah. Wink, right. Wink. Yeah, we're never starting a podcast.
Anyways, back to the real questions. Yeah, man.
All right. So we've gone to Ecuador with you. We've gone to Tampa, Florida with you.
Correct.
We didn't really spend a whole lot of time in either. So when you moved to Tifton, what was the first thing you did?
All right. First thing I did, I have no idea. Like, I live.
Did you get a job?
No, actually, I spent all my savings, which weren't a lot. Wasn't a lot of money.
You spent all your savings to get here?
No, I spent all my savings to pay off my car, you know, do my car payments. Then I got a job, minimum wage job.
Where did you get a job?
I got a job at the factory.
We can't say that.
Oh my God. Well, the factory isn't real.
I'm just kidding. Oh man.
Yeah. Okay. Let's cut that off. hey, yo, editor, please bleep that out.
what's the guy on Joe Rogan? Jamie, cut that out.
Please. No, but okay. But this it's a chicken place, and they do like they sell like sandwiches and like fries, and, like weird shaped fries and stuff like that.
And what awesome person did you meet there?
Yeah, I mean, I met the head manager was. What?
I was talking about me.
No. I was talking about the real heroes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the real heroes.
That's where me and Danny met.
The head person there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice lady.
Because I was in charge. I was the head lady.
Yeah, very nice lady. And it was great, man. I was seeing, like, you know, honestamente, it was pretty good. Everything was pretty good. Enjoyed my time there. But eventually, it was time for... bigger, slightly bigger things.
Hey, neither one of those jobs were minimum wage. You got paid above minimum wage. Minimum wage here is $7.25. It could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse. I was at $7.28.
I got paid $9.25.
Yeah, I got that was paid great, man. But yeah, people.
That's
don't
not how much you got paid though. I'm not gonna say how much you got paid because. It's sad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just not going to divulge your business like
my
that.
My kids never went a day without eating.
That's right.
Paper.
Oh. So mine either. I actually have kids, okay?
Paper ain't that bad.
I have the exotic zoo I have in my room of snakes, spiders, and tarantulas.
I'll be scared to sleep here. I'll be terrified. You got like a 5 foot long snake. I can handle snakes. I respect them. I maintain my distance. I'm not best friends with snakes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I've never beef with a snake, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I respect them. They respect me. You got a Komodo dragon, the little spiky lizard-looking thing. You got a couple of spiders. Not really a fan of those either. But yeah, man, you could definitely die in this room.
Yep.
You could definitely get killed.
I mean, they would, sure. Well, the venomous thing I have is a spider, so, I mean, and that's
that thing will revoke your birth certificate. It's so quick, man. It's not playing no games, man. I would not do that. I would have fish. The most I have.
Yeah, that's right. You wanted to get some fish. You said you wanted a koi fish, which I thought was kind of weird because koi fish get, like, a foot long. And you have a 10-gallon tank.
I guess. Hey, man, it's okay, man. But, yeah, man. Anyways, I move here. I have no idea what I'm doing with life.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I have no idea. You know,
I feel that.
I'm working every day, going to work, and I'm trying to do my best to feed my kids and family, but I have no idea. It's hard to admit, you know what I mean? Wife left me, and she went with another man.
Just to clarify, he's joking. He has no kids and no wife. And
well, I don't have a wife anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. How's the new job been? Because when you left the chicken place, I was kind of bummed, to be honest, because I didn't have anybody to be a friend, you know?
Right, man. It's great. Honestly, the guy, my new boss, really nice man. He's been just received me with open arms. And you know what? It's been great. And it's pretty chill. I get to listen to my music and podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out my podcast, 1000 Prayers, Daniel Flores on Spotify.
Wait, what is it called? Say it. Give a proper plug.
All right. So my podcast, I have one episode. I recorded it like 2 years ago. Thoughts and Prayers. It was the original called the Nutcast because we were talking about nuts. We were talking about like actual peanuts and stuff like that because, you know, we're peanut farmers. So, no, I'm kidding. We were just very mature at the time. It's been 2 years. and we definitely have a different mindset.
So my friends. That's a big difference between...
Well, I don't live with them anymore.
Then so, in Thoughts and Prayers, it's right called now.
Thoughts and Prayers because, you know, we speak about our thoughts and we pray for our audience. And we... It's a pretty good, you know, educational podcast.
Sweet, sweet. What do you... hold on. I gotta think. I always edit these out.
Anyway. Yeah, just, hey, man, just please edit this.
I'm the one that edits it, so, I mean...
I don't care, man.
If I don't edit it, then it's gonna be bad.
You better edit this. Because I'm gonna share the heck out of this on all my social media. Guys, I was in a podcast. I'm in love with podcasts. I've always wanted to have a podcast. Just talk about my life because, like, I know, you know, I mean, no one cares about your problems and stuff. But... That doesn't mean you can't record them.
That doesn't mean you can't tell people about
it. Yeah,
that
doesn't mean you can't record it and upload it. You know what I mean?
I find a podcast being like a very open, like it's like a can opener for your mind because I get into where I don't want to say things because I'll either come off as complainy or I'll come off as I don't know. Maybe somebody doesn't want to hear it. But if I just record it, anybody that wants to hear it can, and whoever doesn't.
Exactly, man. And people want to know the actual questions. Let me go right now, man. What? Explain to people why are you single?
Why am I single?
Yeah. People want to know.
I guess I really haven't pushed it. And I mean, it's not like I'm not putting myself out there, but I really haven't just like, hey, I'm open to date.
You got Tinder?
Heck no.
So how are you putting yourself out there?
How am I putting myself out there? Just by being myself and going places and doing things.
So you stay in this room doing podcasts. How are you putting yourself out there?
I mean, touche. Touche. I mean, that's true. I am in the room doing a podcast, but so are you. So.
Man, hey, this ain't about me. I do not believe in love anymore. Uh-huh. So, you know what I mean? Okay. I had something and it didn't work. Nah. You know what? If it don't work, you don't try again.
Yeah. Nah, but for real, I just don't. My philosophy is don't push it. And if it works out, it works out.
Right, right. I respect that, honestly. But okay, so what would you be? What's your deal, girl, or something like that? You know what I mean? What?
I have no idea what you mean.
You know, what's something you're looking for in a person, in a girl?
Something I'm looking for. You know, I can't really put that in the words. I kind of know what I'm looking for, but
you want to draw a picture?
Like, no, it's not a physical thing. It's just like, you know, some people you connect with and some people
right.
you don't.
Right, right, right.
Just someone that I can connect with.
Right. Like Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Like Bluetooth connection.
Sometimes you just get a Bluetooth connection and you feel it, you know?
But you know what I mean? It ain't that strong.
I want
Bluetooth ain't that strong.
Yeah, I get Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi a little better. You know, but the thing is like, I don't know. It's like, guys, you that are listening out there in your car, in your headphones, wherever you are. I don't care where you are, man. You better listen to me right now, man. Don't stress over it, man. If you don't find somebody, if you're mad ugly, Hey, don't laugh. It ain't funny, man. Let's not laugh at little Timmy out there.
Hats off of those poor boys that are just butt ugly.
Hey, let's not laugh. I'm not laughing. I have a straight face right now. please respect this moment, man.
Pour some beer out for us too.
Right, right. We are trying to help you out. If you mad ugly, you got no hope in life. If you don't have a career, it don't matter. It does not matter. Because
are you describing me? No. If you don't know, I just recently quit my job, so like I have no career at the moment.
If you're currently barefoot right now, Adidas shorts, and
if you're currently a striving podcaster / YouTuber that recently quit their job with no income,
if your name is Colton, not you, Colton, but if your name is Colton, and you got no job, no nothing, it doesn't matter because
it doesn't matter
because there's worse people out there. You gotta remember that there's worse people out there that have no future and no, but you don't need a person to be happy. I want you to know that. I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. You don't need somebody else to be happy. You need to learn how to be happy on your own. You need to be able to be content with yourself and do something that you truly enjoy.
Now, then, that I actually agree with, because I've always wanted to be the kind of person that can be happy just being themselves and being by themselves. And then once you get someone, it kind of adds to that. Instead of being the kind of person that that needs someone to be happy.
Right.
Which for some people, I mean, that's fine. It's just not the kind of that's not what I want to be. I want to be happy and have someone to make me better, not be terrible,
right?
And not okay with myself, and I agree then need with somebody to make me feel better.
Happiness is best shared. Yeah. It's not that you need somebody, you need to share it. So, because a lot of kids out there, you know, these days, it's all about the looks, it's all about, you know, the physical, everything, all that. But when you have that, you know, you realize that it's not all about that, because, you know, all those things fade away. You know what I mean? But we are not young forever.
Yeah. I heard somebody say on YouTube that, let's see, how do you say it? The way you act is what you attract. That's what he said. So basically,
where you hear that from, a magnet?
No, nah. But basically, it's a simple way of saying, if you want someone that's by your standards, you should be by your standards as well.
Exactly.
And so, you know, a lot of times I just, you know, some people just focus on making themselves better.
Never lower your standards. I've done that before. Never lower your standards for somebody and think that they're going to get better.
Yeah,
because they're not. They're eventually gonna go back. And I'm not okay. I'm not throwing shade at anybody, because you know what I mean. I've never been in a relationship before.
Kind of sounds like you're throwing shade on somebody.
I've never, for the record, guys, please, if you're listening to this, I'm not talking about anybody specifically. But you, Christina, that are listening to this, you piece of garbage.
Yeah. Exactly.
I hate you so much.
Not calling anybody out though.
I'm kidding.
Keeping it real.
All I'm saying is that, you know what? It don't matter. I don't have anything good to say anymore.
No. Basically, work on yourself. What's the saying? Get the log out of your own eye before you get the speck out of someone else's.
Right. Get that beaver log out of your. Yep. Bringing it full circle, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man, if you're mad ugly, don't matter, bro. As long as you make some money, you'll be good.
That's
make some money.
I don't agree with that, that's but it. Sure.
Like, make some money. Okay. Like, you ain't ugly. You just poor.
Plastic surgery. Plastic surgery.
Not even, bro. You ain't ugly. You just poor. Okay. You know, money is the root of all evils.
Okay.
But it's the beginning of all beauty.
Bottom line, standards. Be happy with yourself before you try to get someone else.
Yeah, whatever he says, man. It don't matter, man. We don't talk about, like, we don't care about that, man. We don't need people.
How did this get to be a relationship podcast? Man, you always turn it to a relationship advice.
I don't know why, man.
Man. You got problems. You got to figure something out. Y'all pray for him.
Hey, I don't know, man. I'm still fighting over the custody of my, you know. And it's kind of been in my head lately.
Oh, I can tell.
But nice. Yeah, man. Yeah. So yeah, man. We're just aspiring, making more videos and trying
aspiring
to do stuff.
Aspiring artists.
Yeah, we are artists.
We are artists in our own rights.
Right.
I just got to figure out what my outlet is, because I enjoy doing podcasts and I enjoy doing YouTube or posting YouTube videos.
What you should do? Record a you know, and cut little snippets, like I said. Something funny that you said, you know, posted. Yeah. People like it.
I'm actually thinking about we're going to use the church podcast room from now on, and they have some cameras, and I was going to set those up, record it, and then, bless you, and then post it on YouTube.
Exactly.
So that we can actually start doing that, and that way we'll get more engagement because YouTube has a broader audience.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talking about audience, man, I feel bad. I'm not going to talk about audiences, but talking about audiences, I was at work yesterday, and man, it was 8 a.m. in the morning, like 8:40 something. My boss came, and he brought some tile. We were installing some tile, and he goes, "I brought the tile. Also, somebody died yesterday. Somebody, apart from the family.
Somebody died. Family.
Yeah, last night. I had one headphone on my podcast, listening to something funny, and I was like, yo, yeah, okay. And he's like, somebody died last night. And I was, yeah, okay, cool. And I was like, wait. I just, like, 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, wait, what did I say?
That's awful.
And I was horrible. Like, and I 15 seconds later, I corrected myself. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. I thought you said I brought some cement. I don't know why I thought that. But I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I thought you said this. Oh, this is awful. I'm so sorry to hear that. I feel so bad. Man. I feel so horrible. Because the guy, somebody passed away. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, just look him dead in the eye.
That's horrible.
I looked at him dead in the eye and I was like, okay, cool.
Oh my gosh. I'm surprised he didn't just like walk away and cry.
Dude, I'm sorry, but like that's just props to Apple, man. The AirPods Pro are too good.
Noise
cancellation. Like, I couldn't hear half of the thing he was saying. I was like, okay, cool, dude. That's lit.
Oh man. Well, I don't know how long we've been going, but I appreciate you coming on this podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We had a good time. And look up Danny's podcast. Maybe we'll actually have something on it by the time that I get this posted. Thank you for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. And goodbye.
I appreciate the time. And guys, remember that life is too short. I'm talking to you, Christina, bro. I hate you so much.